I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week, we're back in Ann Arbor, talking to another set of musicians, except their story is a bit different.
My name is Alicia Doudna, and I'm a violinist.
My name is Andrew Cratchit, and as of right now, my job is therapy and getting better.
We'll talk about therapy in a moment, but first, how Andrew and Alicia met. Andrew came from Indiana to Ann Arbor, studying jazz music at the University of Michigan with his principal instrument, the upright bass. He stayed after his schooling, while Alicia came to Ann Arbor for job opportunities after graduating with an undergrad from the Cleveland Institute of Music and a master's from the New England Conservatory. They both met when a band Andrew was playing in needed a violinist last minute, and Alicia filled in. They met, started dating, fell in love, and got engaged. The problem is both Andrew and Alicia have no memory of this.
Neither of us have great memory of that time because we were both in an accident a couple years ago.
It was 8 years ago, to be exact, July of 2011. Andrew and Alicia were getting ready to move to Baltimore as Andrew was pursuing his master's degree there. Alicia was getting ready to fly to France for a music festival, and they decided to spend one last day with Andrew's parents at a museum in Marshall, Michigan. They were on the highway, stopped in traffic.
There had been an accident earlier where semis had done something, and nobody was moving, and one semi did not stop, and this is from what I've heard, pushed us into another semi.
The semi-truck rear-ended Andrew and Alicia's car, going 50 miles per hour. Both Alicia and Andrew suffered multiple severe injuries, including traumatic brain damage. Alicia awoke from a coma 3 months later, and Andrew remained in a semi-conscious state for almost a whole year, until his mother suggested an experimental treatment, giving Andrew a dose of the sleeping pill Ambien, as she had heard on a podcast that it had worked for previous patients. Andrew awoke, but both Andrew and Alicia had no memory of the event and fuzzy memories of the previous years. The one thing that did remain the same, though, was music.
Well, music plays a huge role. I mean, ginormous. I was barely out of the coma. Right side of my entire body was still completely atrophied. Eyes were opening a little, stuff like that. Really, not doing much. But a very nice violinist. She just politely kicked the doctors, nurses, etc. out of the room and was like, psh, whatever. Put a violin in the hand and I started playing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Then she brought them back in and said, see? Anyway, so my point is music played a huge role. And I would respond to music a lot more.
Music, definitely. I remembered chord changes before I remembered the specific words.
Music's effect on the brain is a fairly new science. To answer how Andrew and Alicia can remember music theory but can't remember how they got engaged, it's a tricky conversation to have. What was not tricky was Andrew and Alicia's motivation to get better. Alicia has recovered almost entirely. She's back to playing her violin in public and has resumed teaching. Andrew gets around in a motorized wheelchair. He has around-the-clock care and is fed through a feeding tube. He does still play his upright bass occasionally, as he has a wheelchair that will lift him into an upright position. But he now mainly focuses on writing music. He continues to compose on an electronic keyboard that's hooked up to his computer. You cannot sense one ounce of bitterness or remorse in Andrew. He seems to be dedicated to making his new life work in the best way possible. The only issue he encounters is when others can't see that.
I do feel like people treat me a lot differently. Just because I talk slower doesn't mean I understand slower. So people will often come really close and say, how are you doing? And it's very difficult to have an interaction with someone who's treating you like a child.
Andrew and Alicia are focusing on the positive. They're still engaged, and they live pretty close to each other. Andrew bought his house with a settlement from the trucking company responsible for his injuries, And the rest of his expenses, including his therapy and his care, are being paid for by the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association, one of the aspects of no-fault insurance that Michigan offers. Andrew says no-fault insurance is the reason that he's as well as he is today. There's actually a lot of people that Andrew and Alicia consistently thanked throughout our interview.
I mean, we mentioned it, but I don't think we could give a bigger thank you for our parents and our families. I mean, all of them, and by family, I mean colleagues. And they did tell me at the front desk of the hospital, I mean, they get plenty of visitors there. It's a big, beautiful medical community. But man, the woman at the front desk said she has basically never seen quite as many visitors as we had. And I think she was just lying to be nice or something. But that is the music world. I mean, it's, my main point is what everybody did for us. Even you sitting here, right, you know, just talking with us. It's called human connection. It's love. What more do you need, you know? I don't care how corny that sounds, listeners. What more do you need? It's love.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries.